Now to Cooktown, which is the home of many things, including the location of the first recorded place of reconciliation in Australia. And now that has been recognised. The Reconciliation Rocks, as they are known, has been nominated by the National Trust to be added to Australia's National Heritage List. Jane Alexander is the Advocacy Manager for the National Trust, and she's with us now. Jane, good morning.
Good morning, Kia. How are you?
I'm great. So for a lot of people here in far north Queensland, they will be aware of the story of that first act of reconciliation between the local Barma people and Cook's sailors, the crew from the Endeavour. Do you hope, though, this nomination is going to lift the awareness of the rest of the country?
Without a doubt, that's the absolute outcome that we'd love to see. It's fantastic that up in North Queensland this story is well known and really appreciated for what it represents, but the rest of the country is just simply unaware of it, and that's such a shame. And the National Heritage List was designed to tell the stories of the things that really make Australia the country it is and the places that are important to all of Australia. There's only 116 places on that list, so we're very much hoping that this nomination brings about some recognition for Reconciliation Rocks.
And clearly exciting news for Cooktown itself, Jane.
Absolutely, and it's been such a wonderful process because it was a truly collaborative process with the local people coming to us as part of some consultation we were doing with them about our James Cook Museum in town. And out of that process came this real want to have recognition of this incredible story of reconciliation. And we've been working very closely with the local community to develop the nomination, which was a huge 10,000-word document. And it's been wonderful to work together on those shared values to get them recognised.
And are there qualities about Reconciliation Rocks that make it qualify for that addition?
Absolutely. And they're very, very picky on what gets onto the list. It's got a what we call threshold at a very high level. So normally when we look at heritage places, there's low, moderate, high and exceptional levels of significance. And for the National Heritage List, it bumps up again to outstanding. So it has to be of outstanding value to the nation. So the story of that first act of reconciliation, the first place of reconciliation, the continued story of reconciliation in the town, we feel through our research and work up there, it absolutely thresholds at the outstanding level.
Now, Jane, this is just a nomination, right? What's the process from this point on? What else do the people from the museum, for example, need to do to push it through the process?
Well, unfortunately, things are never straightforward with heritage, so it is a process, and it's a process that's governed under the national legislation. So there's a statutory process in place now, and there's not a lot we can do to push it along. All the timeframes are set out in the Act. So the Minister now that the nomination period has closed for the year, within 30 days, the Minister has to give the Australian Heritage Council all the nominations, and then the Australian Heritage Council develops a shortlist of places that they feel are the most likely or the most have the most urgency to list, and that shortlist then undergoes further assessment for an entire year. So things don't get onto the list easily that year. The Australian Heritage Council will do their own in-depth research. They'll talk to local people. They'll put it out for public consultation. So the earliest that we might hear about a potential listing wouldn't be until June or July 2020.
Okay. So, Jane, sometimes the addition of things to the list can be contentious. And I'm thinking particularly about buildings and the constraints that then it places on those buildings when it comes to altering them in any way. Is it fair enough to say that this one would be probably not a contentious addition to the list?
You wouldn't think it would be contentious. It's got a lot of support. It's got a lot of support locally and in the state. The federal and local state members have all offered letters of support, which we're incredibly grateful for. The local community, the land manager, the local council, all very supportive. So contentious issues shouldn't come into play with this one.
Yeah. Does it change anything on the ground? Does it actually change anything about how the Reconciliation Rocks are managed or what can be done there?
The National Heritage List is really interesting because it it protects the values of the place as opposed to the place itself. So work can happen at the site, and as long as it doesn't affect those values, it wouldn't, you know, trigger any protections under the EPBC Act. So good work such as public interpretation, bringing people into the site, making the story easy to understand when you're there, all those sorts of things wouldn't trigger horrendous processes if it was listed.
And so will members actually be on the ground in Cooktown when you're talking about that consultation, that discussion with the locals?
Should it make it onto the priority assessment list, which we are obviously very much hoping for, then yes, members of the Australian Heritage Council would visit the site and talk to local people.
All right. Look, Jane, I really appreciate letting us know about it this morning. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Kia.
That is Jane Alexander. She's Advocacy Manager for the National Trust, who have now nominated, formally, Reconciliation Rocks to be added onto Australia's National Heritage List.